Your taxes hold the key.
School administrators, teachers, students. Tax Administration Jamaica, TAJ, has resumed its school's tax education program, STEP, which runs from September to March each year. STEP aims to build an awareness of taxes and engender a positive tax culture among youth. Through STEP, the TAJ teams visit primary, high, and tertiary level schools to share relevant tax issues such as the Jamaica tax system, paying taxes, starting a business, TRN, and tax types. If you'd like to request the STEP at your school, log on to jamaicatax.gov.jm and download the STEP visit request form. Submit same by fax or email as an attachment. For additional information, contact the Tax Administration Customer Care Center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit the website jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Did you know that there's a legal process that must be followed when renouncing a Jamaican citizenship? Stay with us to find out more. This is Get the Facts. Renunciation of Jamaican citizenship can only be done by submitting an application to the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA.
There is an official process through the Ministry of National Security and PICA. We facilitate all applications for the grant of citizenship as well as the renunciation of Jamaican citizenship.
Director of Citizenship Services at PICA, Carol Saunders Hammond. She says Jamaican citizenship cannot be renounced by the mere submission of a letter certified by a justice of the peace, notary public, or other public official. Instead, persons should submit an application to PICA for processing.
One who wishes to give up their Jamaican citizenship must complete the declaration of renunciation in duplicate, and the person has to satisfy basic qualifications, which include the grant or the promise of citizenship to the adopting country. They must also prove that they are Jamaicans by submitting evidence such as their birth certificate or their Jamaican passport. They must be of full age, 18 years, must be of sound mind.
The application attracts a processing fee.
The fee in local currency is 50,000 Jamaican dollars. In Canadian, it's 1,100. In sterling, it is 625 pounds. In euros, it is 700. In United States dollars, it is 1,000.
Once those basic requirements are satisfied, the application will then be sent to the Minister of National Security for consideration.
When he agrees, the register is effected with the person's name and they are informed that they are no longer considered a Jamaican as at the date indicated by the minister. One cannot merely make a statement, written or oral, to say that they have renounced citizenship. And we make a point of duty to ensure that persons who wish to give up citizenship are not left stateless, so that there must be an adopting country or the promise that upon the loss of Jamaican citizenship, such a person would be adopted by another country.
Once you have carried out the process of renouncing your Jamaican citizenship, you will no longer be entitled to a Jamaican passport. And that's not all.
At the port of entry, they will be treated as the citizen of the country whose passport they now bear. They would also be expected to, if they intend to work in Jamaica, obtain a work permit from the Ministry of Labor. They will be treated as a national of the country that they have adopted. And all the other requirements to remain here legally will apply.
Director of Citizenship Services at PICA, Carol Saunders Hammond. For further information, visit the agency's website at pica.gov.jm. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.